You say sit, and if the dog doesn't sit,
yeah,
you say no. Can I get a hell yeah? What, what? Can I get a hell yeah? What, what? Hell yeah, hell yeah. What, hell yeah, hell yeah. And I know it ain't right, and I know it ain't right, and I know you
Follow the
command.
Yeah.
Like, what I was reading is, it's like there's a lot of dogs that are trained to sit after they hear sit, 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 sit. I don't know.
I tried doing that at the DMV the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, you're gonna have to go into the other line, sir. I said no. No. Like, you have to. I said no. Okay. And then now we're dating.
Yeah.
Me and LaQuisha. To be honest, I haven't been to the DMV in years. I've been putting off. Someone stole my license plate. I need to go get new plates. Still haven't gone.
So that happened to me. Someone stole one off the front of my car.
Yeah.
And then I got a ticket for it like a year and a half later. And I was like, somebody stole this. And they're like, oh, you got to report it. And I'm like, no. I think it just fell off on the highway.
It's very possible. But I like to think that people are against me.
Well, I like to hope someone's out there committing crimes with your license plate.
100%.
I like to hope that there's about, you know, there's the ATF or whatever is like just outside the door and they're like, we heard he's got knives over 3 inches, you know.
Well, my dream is to be fucking Waco, dude. I want to be Waco'd.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to be just a fucking singing Creed out in the middle of the desert with a bunch of wives. I want to have at least 10 wives.
I think that you... Do you know what Waco is?
I know what Waco is, dude. Yeah. I want a bunch of wives, a bunch of cucks.
In a compound?
In a compound. I want to be hoarding guns, and I want to have the ATF come and make a terrible, terrible mistake.
Yeah?
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick, dude. Yeah.
That's some good advice.
That's some good advice. This is an advice podcast.
So yeah, if you were going to start a compound, what's your advice on the first like steps that people should take?
A lot of people don't think about it, but a moat.
Oh yeah.
Okay, moats kind of died out. Bring back the moat. Get a drawbridge. Make it medieval.
Did you meet Ed Bell?
No.
He's this kind. He's got I don't know if this is true. He has a joke about it, but like his neighbor found out that you don't have to pay like taxes if you're on an island or something in the state. So he dug a moat around his property.
Hell yeah!
But the joke I think is like, yeah, it's a lot harder. Like there's a lot of permits for a, like he like the guy got in trouble for his moat.
Yeah.
You know? Like, but I mean,
moats are undervalued. You need moats. Obviously, a lot of firepower.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then probably heavy-duty hallucinogens for whoever you have on your compound, you know, sneak them in, vanilla pudding, and then, you're a god in their eyes. You got to manipulate.
Okay, so would you try to do a Christian cult, or...?
I'd probably start my own thing, for sure. I don't want to piggyback on whatever Jesus was doing, you know?
Yeah, have you seen the Mother God cult thing?
I think I heard about it. Was that they were all worshiping some fucking... It wasn't OJ, but...
It's a lady. Yeah, but she was alive, and she was like their leader. They called her Mother God. She's basically just this drunk lady that was like... people that get into cults usually are searching for something, but she was the fun party mom that was there at the right time.
Yeah.
But yeah, after she died, they hung on to her for a while.
Just the body?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though.
Because, well, they were selling colloidal silver, too, and they were making their own colloidal silver, so she's drinking it all the time. She drank so much of it, she, like, turned blue.
Fuck.
And, yeah, so they were moving around with this dead blue body. Yeah. But my favorite part is that they get the cops talk to them.
Yeah.
Pull them over. And they totally weakened at Bernie. They're like, she's asleep.
Yeah. Why is she so blue? She's becoming the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, she's a Smurf.
Have you ever thought about joining a cult?
Was in one when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Lutheran.
The Lutherans will get you.
It's called, I think.
Yeah, Lutherans are no fucking joke.
Yeah, but I was allowed to leave. I don't know. Yeah. Once I was 13, they made me learn a lot about it, and it was enough to be like, I don't think this is for me.
At least they let you leave. There was a comic, used to be a Bay comic, now he's an L.A. guy, but Jackson Banks, he was deep in the Mormon church. He had like 9 brothers and sisters. And
Yeah.
He was around like the 14. People started making fun of him for it. And you're like, oh, you're right. These things don't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. My God doesn't put up with a little bit of gentle ribbing.
Yeah. No, it's, did he wear the special underwear?
I don't think he had earned the special underwear yet.
Oh, yeah. You don't get those till you're a man or something?
Yeah, you have to earn those. You have to, like drown a puppy at first or something.
Yeah, on camera.
Yeah.
It's like Scientology.
Yeah, you got to get some dirt on you. I'm fucked up, dude. I know I'm all dizzy and shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on
with me. Yeah, you've got vertigo.
I think so. I'm all out of sorts. I think I'm losing blood.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'm maybe internal bleeding.
Really?
Just fucking pouring out of me, you know?
My advice on that is if the blood's pouring out of you, turn upside down.
Yeah. I heard that's good for choking.
Keep it in.
And
keep the blood in.
Better in than out.
Also, if you're worried you're losing it, get a boner, because then that'll store your blood
yeah.
and keep it from rushing out of you.
I'm going to get some of that nice horny honey, dude. The electric rhinos, not for me. I'm a classy individual. I'm getting all horned up on honey. Have you seen that? Have you heard about this?
No.
Honey that makes you horny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
And they put fucking Viagra or some shit in there.
Oh, I was like... Yeah, yeah. When it's licked off your dick,
yeah.
it makes you horny.
Yeah, no, you gotta, you slurp it out like a fucking, like a weird, like a goop.
Okay, you don't like blow it, put it in a straw and blow it down your dick hole or anything?
No, I think you can. I don't know, I'm not big into dick hole play. Call me old fashioned.
Yeah, I'm not either. But man, I came across a video of it once and was like, I gotta see this. And then I was like, why?
Why do I have to see that?
And I was like, hey, that's a thing? There's no way that's going in that dick hole. And then it did, and I was like, whoa.
Was it the two kids in one sandbox video?
No.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Anyway, we got some people who need advice. My butt feels hard and stiff. I am a 22 female and have a naturally big size of a butt. However, recently I noticed how my butt isn't soft. It's stiff. I don't go to the gym currently, but plan to go in a month or so. Anyways, I'm a bit conscious over it now, and I know it might be a stupid thing for most people, but advise me on how to make my butt softer. Is it gym, diet, or some topical cream that will help?
Wow. She needs a soft butt.
She got one of them old cases of hard butt.
Well, my question, what makes me wonder is maybe she got one of those Brazilian butt lifts. Because, so what I've heard about those is that the ass is so hard.
Yeah.
And that the cheeks are like so...
So taut.
So taut.
Yeah.
That the crack, it's hard to get in that crack.
100%.
And that a lot of times these big ass Brazilian butts smell terrible.
Because they can't get in there.
Because they can't get in there.
God damn.
And I mean, just think about it. Like, go for a fall wipe right now.
Yeah.
Imagine your ass is like a few inches.
Bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah.
And you got to get into the hole part.
That's chaos.
Can you reach it?
Probably not.
No, that's why they have those really long fingernails. People say they can't wipe with those. That's actually to reach the extra distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
That's how they reach the sweet spot.
Yeah, you know, it's like using a stick to get honey.
100%, that horny honey.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's why the long nails, I think.
Yeah.
But no, I read someone asking for advice where he's like, my girlfriend has this big ass, and it always stinks. Like, shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know how to tell her that... No,
I think that you just got to install a bidet.
Yeah, but you still need to, like, after a bidet, you still need to go do a follow-up.
Yeah, and then just maybe get the, just carry around a hose. Just hose her down outside.
Yeah.
Like a farm animal.
I mean, I think you just get someone that, an assistant.
A little man.
Yeah, I think you train a dog to lick it out.
You get a 3-year-old border collie, Sparky. Service animal.
Yeah, I mean...
Sir, you can't bring your dog into Trader Joe's. No, it's a service animal. What services it provide? Well, it licks my girlfriend's asshole.
I went to this thing called Boobapalooza once.
Which it sounds like a horny event.
It was like it was like the biggest boobs in the world.
Oh yeah.
And
do people come from all three counties surrounding?
No, they brought they flew in the boobs.
God damn.
They flew them in, but no, it's like the biggest natural boobs, and then the biggest like fake ones. Which the biggest fake ones are double M's.
I didn't know M's were an option.
And the lady's name was like Maggie Mountains, I think. And it was a strange sight. But she would do this thing where you would hold out a dollar.
Yeah.
And she'd come up with her boobs and like swallow your whole arm up to your shoulder.
Damn.
And then and they were hard, and it hurt. It like, you know, you're like, this might break my arm.
It's like 127 hours.
And no matter how hard you squeeze the dollar, when she pulled her boobs away, it was gone.
Damn, dude.
So whatever she's using inside of her boobs to take that money, I think these people need to get in their asses to wipe.
To wipe. They need, in my head, I'm thinking there's a little person in there just fucking grabbing the money.
Yeah, I like to think it's like a Ratatouille situation.
Yeah, pulling the ass out.
Yeah, like instead of the hat, he just hides in the tits and he's like, my money. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think to make your butt softer.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that she's like, is exercise going to help? Because it's like, you exercise muscles to make them softer and smaller. Yeah. Like, no, exercise isn't going to work. It's almost like lack of, like, you need to just eat sugar.
Get a bunch of fish fillets, couple of quarter pounders.
Yeah.
Also, like, you know, like you like fluff up a pillow. Try like taking, like cut open your ass, take your everything out, mush it around, and then like put it back in. And then I just got to rearrange some of that.
I never thought about that, but you could cut like a little top off the butt cheek, mm-hmm. and then you could use like one of those like baking mixers.
Yeah.
Stick it in there. Just stir everything
all
up,
around.
And then seal it back up.
Yeah.
And
or you could siphon it out like gas with a little garden hose.
Yeah, I mean, God, a hard ass.
If there's anything I hate more than communism, it's a hard ass, dude.
Well, and I think the big problem is the being subconscious about the hard ass. Because I know, like, when I'm out walking around and I see a hard ass, like, I'll, like yesterday when we were, I leaned over and I was like, look at that ass, I bet is made of diamonds, I said.
Rock hard.
Yeah.
That ass is going to break the glass ceiling.
Yeah, that ass is going to fucking damage the sidewalk.
Oh, for sure.
No, I
it's not structurally sound.
Yeah, I mean, if your ass is that hard, maybe you should hang on to a rope and use it to demolish buildings.
That's good. Yeah, we've seen.
You put on Miley's wrecking ball.
We've seen Miley do it,
and just swing that ass around and. Do some work.
No, for sure. And also, I think you raise a good point of like the self-consciousness of it.
Maybe be proud of your hard
maybe
ass.
Maybe you have to embrace the hard ass.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, maybe most guys like a nice soft ass. But let me tell you, there's a guy out there. He wants a mahogany. He wants an old hickory of an ass.
Yeah. Well, I was also thinking with the hard ass. I got distracted by the mahogany now, and I forgot what the fuck I was going to talk about. Yeah, it's got to be tough to have a hard ass, you know, if you have, like, a desk job or something.
It's true.
Like, I'm sure this person is saying, people are like, oh, you want to grab a seat? And they're like, no, I'll stand. Yeah. It's way more comfortable
for me to stand. I'm going to ruin your chair.
Yeah, well, in sitting on a hard ass, I mean, yeah, has it ruined sitting for this person?
I would assume so. I mean, I assume it had ruined a lot of furniture. Make a lot of dents and whatever kind of aluminum folding chairs. Can't go to shows.
You know, my advice actually would be to get breast implants in your ass.
Some big old knockers. Some back knockers.
Yeah. Or just like get the, take a reduction
mm-hmm.
and put it
in
the back.
No, for sure. You could also, there's like suits you can wear too. You don't even need surgery. You can get an ass suit.
I mean, Do you think this ass is bulletproof?
I mean,
like, this could be maybe the first superhuman that we actually have.
You don't know until you try.
Like, we could be witness to, like, a new generation of superhuman beings, and that's the first step forward, is it's like, this ass is impenetrable.
I would love to hear the headline, Joe Biden, president, saved during assassination attempt by hard ass.
Yeah, I like the idea of, like, you know, some Navy SEALs, and they're, like, storming a compound or something, and they're like, we're under fire, and then she just comes out with her ass to the guns, and it's like, you know, it's like the bullets are bouncing back, killing the bad guys, you know, and then, you know.
But also, I mean, what a sad life. I mean, I'd hope to think that she'd just, you know, be able to live her life as a superhero, but the government, they're going to kidnap her. She's going to be in a lab, and they're going to be testing her ass.
Well,
nonstop.
I mean, this is a good time period, though, to be alive with a hard ass, because, I mean, think about it. Back in the day, they're trying to storm a castle, and they're like, what are we going to use to smash in that gate? And they're like, oh, we're going to use...
We have a giant log, not hard enough.
We're going to use Sarah's ass. You know?
Yeah, she's 22 and female.
When I was in the airport the other day, the bar TV there had the Lord of the Rings on, and I hadn't seen it in a while, but they had this big troll with this, like, thing on his head that, like, ran into the wall and knocked him out. Like, I like the idea of her just, like, running backwards.
Just ass first.
Throwing her ass into the castle wall and knocking it down, you know?
Yeah. So I think what we've gathered is, you know, hard ass, not that bad.
Yeah, I'm pro-hard ass.
Pro-hard ass. You know, I'm pro-bodies. Yeah. Whatever body that is, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, keep your ass hard. You know, go to the gym because working out's good for you. Eat a healthy diet because it's good for you.
100%.
And at the end of the day, love your ass.
Yeah. Hard ass, full heart.
Yeah.
Can't lose.
Nice. What else do we got?
What do you think's the worst advice you've ever gotten?
When I was in South Dakota growing up, somebody got some weed, and they were like, this weed is bunk.
Bunk being good or bad?
Meaning, like, it didn't work. Yeah.
The out-of-commission weed.
Yeah, and they were like, this is ditch weed or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, so what I'm going to have to do is bury it for a month, and then bring it out.
What are they, moon crystals?
And it'll work.
What the fuck is that guy doing?
Yeah, I don't know. He thought that, like, I guess, like, mold would grow on the weed or something.
He's trying to ferment weed.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, because that's what makes weed work, is how long it's been buried in the ground.
Yeah, the more black mold on it, the better.
Yeah, fucking idiot is what that guy is. I got a lot of weird, like, drug advice as a kid in South Dakota. I also, like, was in the JSC, the Juvenile Service Center, jail. And things would go around, like, how to make drugs out of stuff. My favorite, though, was... If you put toothpaste on an orange peel and let it sit, it'll turn into acid.
Damn, I don't think that's true.
No, it's not, man. Because I did it to a bunch of orange peels, had toothpaste on them, and they're sitting in my room, like, kind of hidden. Yeah. And my mom found them and was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing?
And, dude, I had a really good...
Like, you have a good lie?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I heard this is how you can make an air freshener.
Hell yes, dude.
Yeah, because the last thing my mom's like, oh, toothpaste and orange peels, my boy's making LSD, you know?
It's usually not the first thing that people go to.
Yeah, I also heard that you could smoke banana peels.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, did you ever do that?
No, never did it.
Did you ever do morning glory seeds?
No, it's morning glory.
So they're like a flower seed that will make you trip, but a lot of the seeds are actually like coated in pesticides and stuff.
Hell yes.
So I tried it as a child and threw up a lot.
Yeah,
it
usually
was very sick.
I go right for the raid. I go right for the pesticides. Yeah, nothing like huffing a little bit of ant killer to fucking get me going.
Oh yeah.
Hang outside of a Chevron, just get fucking twisted on some bug killer.
But yeah, so that's some bad advice that I received in my life.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of, if you're giving advice on drugs, it's usually not great advice.
Like, yeah, keep the needle at a 45-degree angle.
Yeah. You see, now you're heating the spoon back to front. Try front to back. It's really going to change your entire high.
Yeah. Well, another thing when I was a kid, too, is I used to think that you could smoke mushrooms for a period of my life, which that doesn't work either. Those are some bad advices I was given about vices.
You fucking bitch, dude. How do I get people to stop calling me by my nickname / last name? So I am currently in 10th grade. When I was in 7th grade, one of my friends decided to call me by my last name. And I guess it started a trend. There's not one person at my school that I know who actually calls me by my real name. I have literally had multiple people coming up to me and saying, oh my God, I just found out your name is blank. Not to mention I have a very unattractive last name and really just hate being called it. All I want is to get called by my real name, but I feel like it'll be so awkward and strange asking people to call me it, considering it's been my name for the past 3 years.
Oh.
What do I do? How embarrassing could the last name be?
Well, I read that later on. They ask him what his name is. He comes clean. It's Johnny Hardbutt.
Yeah, but I don't know. Hardbutt. Hardbutt, it kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
You got a soft H, hard B.
So, this kid is fucked.
Yeah.
No, so if you tell everybody that you don't want them to call you, I don't know. The newer generation's nice, though, and they will call people. Like, people can just decide to change their names, and people will do that.
I went to school with a kid named Rocky, and the only reason his name was Rocky is because, like, in second grade, he came to school and was like, I'm Rocky now, guys. Everybody call me Rocky.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess with this, in my, so the advice if you were my age in school would be you can't say anything.
Yeah, repress.
Yeah.
You have to move schools.
Yeah, I mean, so I had a friend named Cody that we called Chode, and he hated it, and he told us all, like, hey, stop calling me Chode. And we were like, we just doubled down.
Of course.
You know, we called him Chode until he got old enough and had not...
Until he killed a man.
Until he had not been bothered by it for like 4 or 5 years, and then we just let it go.
For sure.
You know, but he tried to like get, because my name is Zach, he would be like, tried to like get it started where people would call me Sack.
Yeah.
And I was like, Sack 420, bro. And just leaned in like it didn't bother me. Because if you do that, then that's not
people
fun.
People are going to fucking laugh.
I'd have been like, nobody call me Sack, okay? My name's not Sack. It's Zach, okay? It's Zach, not Sack. Fuck you guys. They would have called me Sack till the end of time.
What are you going to do? My dad is. My dad is Mr. Sack.
Because I made that mistake in college where I ate a bunch of Burger King chicken sandwiches at a party, and then I threw up all over this person's patio.
That's an alpha move.
And it was just all white, chunky. Like, you don't realize how much white is in a chicken sandwich until you throw it up.
You throw it up.
Because, you know, the inside of the bread is white, the chicken, so there's a lot of...
Any ranch dressing, white.
And I denied that it was me that threw up. But what everybody referred to as Chowder. And then my nickname for, like, the next 2 years was Chowder. And I hated it. Because, No, it's not. He's at an age where he's like, I'm like ready to date.
For sure.
And it's like, nobody wants to fuck Chowder.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But nobody wants to fuck Chode, you know? No one wants to fuck Sack.
Yeah. This guy, he just has to move. He has to uproot his life.
Yeah.
Run away from his family, his friends, okay? Leave everything he knows, leave all of his earthly possessions, move to Fresno, California. And just start a new life.
Well, yeah, I'm like, I want to be like, are you in a city or are you in a small town? Because if you're in a small town, you need to move. If you're in a city, you could probably just be like, hey, don't call me that. Yeah. Call me this. And the kids would be like, all right.
Yeah.
Respect, you know, or something. I don't know. Like, things have changed a lot since I was a kid, you know. Yeah. Like, all the things that I was, you know, yeah.
I mean, I tried to get people to call me something. No, I was like, please call me... Huge Penis King. You're like, I'm not going to call you Huge Penis King. I'm like, please, please do it. And he's like, I'm your dad. This is weird.
I will.
You will?
Yeah.
Fucking goddamn, dude.
Here with the Huge Penis King.
Goddamn, you make me blush, dude.
But I'm not even going to lie. HPK, that's kind of...
HPK, that's...
I might call you HPK.
That's good initials. Yeah, think of the merch.
Yeah.
Just think of the merch, dude.
Yeah. No, the P could be coming out of the H.
There's so many possibilities.
Out of the, like, P for P.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite things is that there's the guy who spent years and years writing his name so it looks like a penis, and then he went on Jeopardy. So he could get his name written like a penis on Jeopardy.
Oh,
my fucking hell yeah, dude.
That's pretty nice.
That's why I love this country.
Yeah, no, I'm like, God, could I cockify my name?
I bet you could. There's a way to do it. You have a nice S. You have a nice ending with an S.
Yeah, I have an S and then a C, you know, and a Z.
Yeah.
You got the line. I'm like, if I arced it.
You could have a good penis name.
Ooh, I want to.
Yeah.
Man, I'm like, God damn it, you know, I'm not hiding enough cocks in my day today.
It's one of my favorite things to do. I like writing it in little magazines. I like putting it on tables.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every once in a while I'm feeling crazy. I draw a little clitoris somewhere.
I have a buddy that has a joke about how it's his mom, like, married a guy. His last name is Huffin' Dick. And, like, he was going to take the guy's name, and his dad, like, really fought... His dad was a piece of shit. This guy, like, adopted the kids, and his dad, like, made a big deal from prison about, like, him changing his name so they didn't. He's like, I'm glad they didn't, because it was fucking, high school would have been tough.
It's always hard to make those arguments that you're making the wrong decision when you're making those arguments from jail.
Yeah. No, Brant Tobler, he's funny. No, man, fucking, you gotta lean into any sort of nickname anybody calls you. Otherwise, they will probably... Yeah.
Or, another good option, okay, you go to your local, you know, you start going to garage sales, you start buying stuff, you start flipping that stuff on Facebook Marketplace. Next thing you know, you're buying real estate, you're flipping houses, you're making millions and millions of dollars. Next thing you know, people are only calling you sir.
Yeah.
You can buy and trade human beings now.
Yeah, you could change your last name to Doctor, and then everybody would just call you Doctor.
Yeah. How sweet is that? I've always wanted to be a doctor. You could be a doctor.
Oh, I forgot another nickname thing that happened to me around, like, eighth grade freshman year. I had long hair. Hanson was a popular band at the time. And people thought it was funny to call me Oombop. And the second time somebody did that to me, I just hit him in the face. And nobody did it after that. That's another thing you could do, too. But I think this person didn't get on that train.
Have you tried assault?
Yeah. You know, I mean, that doesn't fly anymore either. But
I don't know. I think assault's coming back.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think in a big way. People are, like, Roadhouse just came out. It's the 80s again.
Yeah.
People are down for a little rough and tumble, man.
People want a little assault and pepper spray.
100%. Yeah. People want to get an elbow to the larynx.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Men fighting on TV is more popular than it's ever been.
100%. Yeah. Okay, I watch backyard brawls. I know what's going on. I spend 3 hours a day of rednecks in, like, Dollar Tree parking lots that, next week I'm going to fucking beat down Cletus.
Yeah. No, my friend that I punched, though, he's in rehab right now, so I don't know.
Is it because of the punch?
Maybe it's because I punched him when we were 14.
Yeah, dude, there's a lot of things like that. Like, I made a kid eat a receipt once, and I'm like, I don't think he's doing too well now.
Well, you know that receipts give you cancer.
Yeah.
That paper?
Dude. Yeah, it's not good for you.
You're not supposed to touch that paper with your bare hands. There's people that's like, what do you do for a living? I touch that paper all day with my bare hands. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you made a kid put that in their mouth?
Yeah.
That's not good for you.
What was the receipt?
Look, it was like a CVS. It was a long one, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have, like, a movie villain line that you said? Like,
I was just like, eat it, eat it.
Yeah, you're like, you're not going to be able to return those words.
Yeah. I, you know, there was a gun involved. He was pointing at me. That way I could come. And it was a... is there anything that you need advice with?
No, my life's perfect.
You're fucking flying colors, dude. No mistakes ever. So my girlfriend of 3 years, my first everything, just broke up with me. I feel like I'm dying. Today... my girlfriend, female 22, of 3 years, broke up with me, male 22, after a drunk argument we had on Friday. I can't eat, sleep, or seem to function properly. She was my everything. I would have died for her. It seems impossible for me to ever get over her. If anyone has any advice, please let me know, because honestly, I feel like my entire world just collapsed.
Oh, wow. I mean, just kill yourself.
That's it, dude.
No, I mean, your everything?
His first everything.
So, I mean, there's a lot of red flags in how all that is written, where I was like, this woman should run away from this man. Good for her.
So, yeah.
Also, he doesn't mention the drunken argument at all.
Yeah. What was it about?
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's a little obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
I would die for her, my everything. I mean, fucking Jesus Christ, did he just read a romance novel?
I mean, there's only one person that I would die for, and that's Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer.
Yeah?
Yeah, he seems like a good guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. No one else.
Okay. No, I mean, that's a good choice.
Would you? Anyone you would die for?
Part of me wonders, though, if the reason you say that, though, is because he was like, hey, Mike, would you die for me? And you're like, no. And he's like, yeah. And you're like, yes, I'll die for you, Caesar.
Are you saying I'm manipulated by Caesar Milan, dude? You wouldn't do that to me. You said I was a good boy.
Yeah, for that, though, I'm like, wow, you need to get a life. You need to find yourself. You need to get an identity other than your girlfriend. But yeah.
I think, because he's angry, he's upset, he's lonely, he's sad. Repress those feelings. Shove those down and channel those emotions. Start going to school, become maybe a lawyer, and then take that degree and go into politics. Okay? Start hanging out with other senators. Give them a bunch of cocaine. Film them. Film them doing dark shit. You know? Get them into some kind of weird Chinese black magic ceremonies where they're fucking sacrificing little dogs and shit. And get it all on camera. Start blackmailing. Blackmail, blackmail, blackmail. I can't say it enough.
Yeah.
Blackmail your way to the top, to the President of the United States. And guess what? That woman who just left you, she's going to want you back.
So, yeah, that's some pretty good advice. I've heard that time heals all wounds. So I would get on eBay, I would get on Amazon, I would order as many clocks as you can get.
Yeah.
You know, I would wear one around your neck, like Flavor Flav. Like Flavor Flav. I would wear one on your wrist, like my dad. I would wear one on your ankle, like someone who's pretending they're an escaped convict for Halloween.
Like my dad.
Yeah. Because it really does. Time heals all wounds, so you need to get hands. You need to have your hands moving like a clock's hands on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You need to use yourself positioned with the sun to cast shadows that show other people the time as you watch it pass.
Amen, brother. Is there any way you can get to Stonehenge? Because that's important.
Yeah.
That's one of the first clocks.
Or you can build your own Stonehenge, believe it or not. Yeah, you go out in the woods, you get a truck, you get a chain, you get some rocks, you pull them down, you build your own circle, you make your own human sacrices, you know? And I mean, it's...
Well, you have to christen the ground with human blood.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a go-to, easy.
And I recommend if you need to kill a human to christen ground with blood... that you find one that's already close to death.
I recommend Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Mitch has any blood in him. Last time I saw him, he looked like he was really running on dust and some sort of, like, maybe amphetamine air that was being pumped through his system.
He's mostly Robitussin at this point. You know what's even harder? The cruel, cruel mistress that is time, you know? So you're around that time, you're like, oh, I'm aging, all my friends are gonna die, my parents are gonna die, I'm gonna die. This breakup, not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, get a small garden.
Mm-hmm.
An herb garden.
Plant some.
No rosemary, no sage, only thyme.
Only thyme.
And start eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Start eating it at every meal. Put it on, fuck putting it on a salad. Make a salad of thyme.
And don't listen to the haters, because guests are going to come over and they're like, this is gross. You just serve me thyme with mayonnaise.
Yeah, they're going to toss the salad.
Yeah, and you say, fuck you. These aren't your real friends anymore.
Yeah.
Okay? Push them away from your life. Find friends who respect you and your thyme.
Yeah, because you need to find a new person to be your everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then once you find that person, just mold to whatever they need you to be. You know, just be a social chameleon and just change you,
yeah.
You know? Just become a carbon copy of that person and lie to them. And just say, yeah, I also love Fish, the jam band. Yeah, I would love to massage your bunions.
Yeah, and I mean, in the meantime, put on a wig.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can look as close to your partner as possible that you was your everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sit in front of a mirror. And apologize to yourself.
Yeah. Again and again and again.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you take any mescaline before you do that, it helps.
Yeah.
You can get maybe a Danny Masterson body pillow.
Oh, wow. Who's that?
I don't know. It's a name. I think he was in my... I think he's a really bad guy from that 70s show.
Oh, which 70s show?
That 70s show. The show, like, the one that's called That 70s Show.
Like Mork and Mindy or...
No, the one that's called That 70s Show.
Which one?
The show is called That 70s Show. I don't know if you're fucking with me for a bit. Or you just don't know the show That 70s
like
Show.
Like the name game or like...
God damn. Not...
Carson?
No, That Which... 70s
you
Show.
You can't think of what it's called?
I'm going to fucking...
Tell me who's in it.
I'm going to kill somebody. Yeah, okay.
We'll just, who's on first?
Yeah, Frankie Muniz.
Okay.
Get a Frankie Muniz body pillow.
Yeah, Spy Kids.
Malcolm the Middle. Agent Cody Banks, okay? You're never alone with...
Oh, he wasn't a spy kid, was he?
He wasn't, but I was.
Oh, he was Cody Banks.
He was Agent Cody Banks.
Yeah, I was a little old for those movies, yeah. But I mean, I don't know, you know.
You're never alone when Frankie
Muniz.
I just
read the books.
The books are way better.
Yeah.
I've all right. Years.
No, I feel like that's some good advice.
That is good advice. Only one more person needs advice, Zach.
Okay.
It's me. Mike Nordstrom. If you could give me any advice in life, in comedy, in love, what could you tell me, Mike Nordstrom, moving forward? How do I improve as a man?
Well, you need to figure out what's going on with the blood leaking.
The blood leaking's no good. I'm not going to lie. I'm very dizzy. And out of it right now.
Yeah. So you have, for vertigo, you're supposed to do some exercises.
Yeah.
To make it better. The first one is you take a drill.
Okay.
And you have to go at a nice angle behind the soft spot of your ear,
mm-hmm.
all the way out the corner of your eye.
See, I've seen Frankenhooker, so I'm familiar with this process.
Frankenhooker?
Yeah, you ever see Frankenhooker?
No.
It's a good old movie, dude, where a guy accidentally kills his fiance with a lawnmower, and he has to put her back together with spare parts he gets from hookers that he killed with super crack.
Really?
Yeah.
What year was this movie made?
Probably the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, say it's the made by Troma Films. They made Sergeant Kabuki Man and The Toxic Avenger 1-4 or whatever.
Okay.
There's some real doozies.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you should find a way to get some other body parts.
Because, I mean... I don't like the ones I got.
Yeah, I mean, we could get you some new hands.
Yeah, I saw you fucking checking these paws out.
Yeah, I was looking at them. They're
not great.
They could use some work.
They absolutely could, dude.
The nails are a little long. Mm-hmm. Which is your ring finger longer than your pointer finger?
It is.
Yeah, that's that means that you're more likely to have dark triad personality traits.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound good.
Like a sociopath. So,
yeah.
So yeah, I would cut that finger to be a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
You know, so that you're not a sociopath.
So people don't know.
Yeah. Well, no, it's so it they actually think it's this finger that does it.
So you get rid of that.
Yeah, it communicates with the brain. Yeah. It tells you, you know, hey, stab. You know, you know, it's a reason why you collect these knives. And if you cut that off, you'll want to throw those knives away. It's weird.
You know what? It might also, like, if I cut off the tip of my finger, it might help with my internal bleeding, get that external bleeding going.
Well, let's be real here. You have the knives to cut off the finger to get rid of the knives. So, yeah. I think this is kind of a no-brainer. But
shut and close case.
So,
Zach, thanks for coming on, buddy.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks for having me.
Is there anything you want to plug? Any?
Yeah. I got a present for you, Mike.
A present for me?
Yeah. No, I had a new album that came out.
Oh, my God, you fucking sweetheart.
Punching Jesus. And, yeah, I got a copy for you, Mike. Thanks.
That's adorable.
Thanks for having me.
Such cool fucking artwork, dude.
Yeah, if you want one, hit me up.
Yeah.
If I can't drive it to you, I'll mail it to you.
Buy shit, dude. This is cool as fuck.
And, yeah, the album's available on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you stream your shit.
Hell
and,
yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
Instagram?
Moss Comedy.
Hell yeah.
And then I also have a podcast. Did a fun episode with Mike a few weeks ago. It came out, but it's called Hippie Not Hippie, where we interview Mike and figure out if he's a hippie or not. So,
if you want to find me, I'll be at the local McDonald's drinking all of the grease. They say, hey, Mike, you got to stop. I say, hey, I'm a
can I get a hell yeah? What? Can I get a hell yeah? What? And I know it ain't right, and I know it ain't right, and I know you shouldn't take this advice, but make sure you're really drunk when you're driving. Walk on some glass with no shoes on, and don't pay for your meal. Dine and dash. You better not ask me for no advice, because I'm gonna tell you the wrong thing to do. So can I get a hell yeah? What?